It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. The first presidential debate is less than a month away, and a staff shakeup at Donald Trump's campaign is certain to change the tenor of the debates going forward. The GOP contender has surrounded himself with media executives and conservatives who are known for their blistering attacks against the Clintons for many years now. So how is Hillary Clinton to prepare for that, especially when it comes to the debates? Former New York City public advocate Mark Green knows something about it. He's worked on Democratic campaigns, including his own bid for New York City mayor against Mike Bloomberg back in 2001. And Mark joins us now. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks so much, Richard.
So what does it mean to you that Trump's team now includes Stephen Bannon of the conservative website Breitbart News and Roger Ailes, the ousted Fox executive? I mean, how ugly can things get here?
Well, I guess for Trump it means no more nice guy. Now, yes, that was sarcastic, quote Mr. Trump. Look, in the American history, maybe since Lincoln was called a baboon by somebody in 1860, there has never been as little experienced and as nasty a bully as Trump. Okay, won him the GOP nod. But now it's losing him the general election. So it's understandable historically to change horses in midstream. Reagan and Hillary did change their campaign managers during their primaries. But you usually hire either a professional campaigner, operative, and or someone who can find missing votes. You know, for Trump, that would be Latinos, women, what have you. Bannon does neither. All he does is reinforce what Trump has been doing, a kind of white nationalist, reactionary populist campaign that is flailing. What does it mean for the debate? Well, to debate, you need to have knowledge, and Hillary Clinton probably is close to Obama and Bill in knowing policies. But second, how to react from a defensive posture into an offensive criticism against your attacker. With Roger Ailes and Stephen Bannon advising Trump, Hillary's team has to guess at what off-the-wall questions, attacks about her or Bill are coming her way, and how to respond with one phrase, one overarching ribbon.
So could this be an opportunity for Hillary Clinton here, especially when it comes to the debates?
Absolutely. You know, I give Trump a 10% chance of winning the debates because the expectations for her are so high. I mean, she's so unusually smart and poised and experienced, and for him are so low. Hillary's a 90% likelihood of winning the debates. She's more experienced at it in 08 and in now, knowledgeable to a T. The contrast between the Republicans arguing that she's some kind of nasty queen and the reality that she's just a lovable, loyal, smart, warm person, I think will come out if she stays as disciplined as she's shown for 30 years.
So it's a matter of her keeping her cool. So the Clinton campaign has been looking for a surrogate to play Trump so she can practice. And they're bringing in the well-known criminal and constitutional law attorney, Alan Dershowitz. So how do you think that's going to work out?
Alan Dershowitz was a law professor of mine when I was a young law student. Is quick-talking, New Yorkish, loud, of course, a liberal. And he can mimic Trump pretty well. What you need is one person overseeing the whole thing, like your debate coach, one person as a proxy, and then a team of 10 very bright people. So when you're done answering a question, they say, okay, here's the wrong word. And second, they have to advise her on her persona. There's a lot of pressure, and they just have to make sure that she's poised, and frankly, this sounds cheesy, which is why I don't make money from this, Richard. Smile.
Mm-hmm.
That is, if you're ideologically neutral, which most Americans are, and you see Trump yelling and angry and self-centered, he never smiles. He never laughs. He's too self-reverential. Hillary is the tough mother you want. And if she smiles periodically and is always poised, she conveys empathy. And that, remember, Kennedy beat Nixon not on points but on appearance.
Former public advocate Mark Green, also author of the recent book, Bright Infinite Future, a generational memoir on the progressive rise. Mark, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Richard.